Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the Athenaeum Astronomy Association's first podcast. We'd like to introduce you to some of the objects and events to be observed in the night sky during February 2017. At the beginning of the month, the sun is setting around 5 p.m. and rising at 7:40 a.m. But at the end of the month, will set later, around 5:30 p.m. and rise earlier, around 7 a.m. So let's start with considering the moon and the lunar cycle. This month it reaches first quarter on February the 4th, moving to full on February the 11th, shrinking to last quarter on February the 18th, to become new again on February the 26th. At full moon this month, the moon, earth and sun will be aligned, so that the shadow of the earth will fall on the moon. The alignment is such that only the penumbral part of the shadow will fall on the moon, so that the event will not be as spectacular as on the occasions when the central deepest part of the shadow is involved. This eclipse will begin at around 10:30 p.m. on February the 10th. Being penumbral, it will not be obvious at the beginning, but should become so as the eclipse progresses. Mid-eclipse is around 45 minutes after midnight on February the 11th, and the event will be over by 2:55 a.m. Earlier in the month, February the 5th, the moon will pass in front of the Hyades, an open cluster in the constellation of Taurus. A number of stars will be occulted during the course of the evening. The phase of the moon will be just past first quarter, so the leading edge of the moon's disk will be in darkness, making the disappearance of the stars easy to see. The event will be worth seeing, particularly if observed through binoculars or a small telescope. And an event like this, when the movement of the moon relative to the stars is apparent, gives you the sense that you are watching the clockwork of the universe. This month there are two comets which may become bright enough to be visible with binoculars. Comet 45P passes through the constellations Hercules, Corona Borealis and Boötes. It passes close to Earth a mere 13 million kilometres away, with the result that it moves rapidly across our skies. It will cross Hercules from the 8th to the 12th, before reaching Corona Borealis. It will be close to the star Beta Corona Borealis on the 13th, and by the 16th will have crossed Boötes. Comet 2P Encke will pass through the constellation of Pisces. It will be just above the circlet asterism at the beginning of the month, moving east, reaching the vicinity of the star Omega Pisces. Moving on to the planets, Venus will be prominent throughout the month, shining brightly at a magnitude of minus 4.6 in the southwest at the beginning of the month, and, as it is closer to the Sun than the Earth, it will show phases like the Moon. A small telescope will show a waning crescent 39% illuminated at the beginning of the month, decreasing to 17% at the end. During the month, its orbit will bring it closer to Earth, so its size will increase. It will be 31 arc seconds across at the beginning of the month and 47 arc seconds across at its end. Mars is still visible in the south as soon as the sky is dark enough after sunset. Little will be visible on its disk, as it has been moving away from us for some months. Its current magnitude is plus 1.2. Jupiter rises at about 11 p.m. at the beginning of the month and around 9:20 p.m. at its end. It is always spectacular and shows a disk slightly bulging at its equator. Jupiter rotates on its axis in about 10 hours, the speed of rotation causing the distortion. The four largest moons discovered by Galileo are Europa, Io, Callisto and Ganymede, and are easily visible with a small telescope. We are currently aligned with Jupiter so that the moons and their shadows pass in front of the planet transiting the disk. At 1:30 a.m. on the 2nd of the month, Io can be observed crossing the meridian, a line between the planet's north and south poles, while Io's shadow can be seen leaving the disk. On the 5th of the month, at 3 a.m, Europa passes onto the disk as its shadow leaves. On the 9th of the month, Io will be seen on the centre of the disk as its shadow leaves. Jupiter's famous Great Red Spot should be visible in the face of the planet, making an interesting view for those hardy souls who are prepared to stay up late or get up early. Saturn is moving back into the morning sky, and by the end of the month it will be seen low in the south-southeast about an hour before sunrise. Finally, the stars. Orion and Taurus are still well placed for observation, but are slowly moving west, making way for the spring constellation of Gemini, Cancer and Leo. Three bright stars, Betelgeuse, more commonly known as Betelgeuse, Sirius and Procyon, form the asterism commonly known as the Winter Triangle. Betelgeuse forms the left-hand shoulder of Orion and is 310 light-years from Earth. Its name is derived from Arabic and means the shoulder of the central one. Its colour is distinctly red and is a giant. Its diameter is thought to be around 250 million miles. If its centre was at the centre of our Sun, all the planets as far as Mars would be inside it. Because it is more massive than our Sun, it has used up its hydrogen more quickly, with the result that it is beginning to run low on fuel. The outer layers of the star are much more rarefied than the Earth's air at sea level, and it is thought that they will soon be blown off. Eventually, it is likely that Betelgeuse will explode as a supernova. Sirius is the brightest star in the sky, but this is because it is close to us, a mere 8.7 light-years away. It is the lead star in the constellation of Canis Major, the Great Dog, and for this reason it is sometimes called the Dog Star. Sirius was important to the ancient Egyptians, as its first appearance in the dawn sky marked the annual flooding of the River Nile. Sirius is one of the least powerful of the first magnitude stars. It has a diameter of 1,700,000 miles. Sirius, the dog star, has a companion called the Pup in orbit around it. The Pup requires a large telescope to see, but this is largely due to the glare from the much brighter Sirius drowning out the Pup. If the Pup was on its own, it would be an easy binocular target. As it is, the Pup was not seen directly until 1862, although the movement of Sirius gave away the presence of something in orbit around it. The Pup is a white dwarf star, so dense that 1 cubic centimetre of white dwarf material, if weighed on Earth, would weigh a ton. Procyon is the lead star in the constellation of the Little Dog. There was a time when it was called Anticanus, meaning before the dog, because it rises shortly before the Dog Star. It is 11.4 light-years from us. Like Sirius, Procyon also has a companion in orbit around it that proved to be very difficult to see telescopically. It was not seen until 1896. The companion proved to be another white dwarf star. It is slightly smaller than Neptune, but has 0.6 times the mass of our Sun. And that concludes our night sky notes for February. Wishing you clear skies till we meet next month.